Hello, what's up everybody, and welcome back to Radio Club at the CLP Library of Allegheny on the north side. My name is Chantez, I'm 14, and I am here with...
My name is Sydney, and I'm 16.
My name is Talasia, and I'm 12.
Okay, so our topics for today are video games, writing, and how we can make like libraries in different communities and make it better. So, who wants to start with the topic for the video games?
What I think is great about video games is that they're so diverse and there's all different types. You can get a video game for building things. You can get it for going on adventures and epic wizard quests, basically whatever you can think of. It's pretty great because a lot of people play video games, even like all sorts of different types of people. And again, it's because they're so diverse. They can be pretty challenging. Well, they're for different age levels, obviously, because there's ratings on the games. Pretty much video games can be played by everybody, anybody who feels bored.
Like, my favorite video game is Minecraft. Like, you can get lost in a world with adventure, building stuff, crafting things. Like, one thing that I like to do on Minecraft, like, I like to build big houses, like, in midair on creative mode and, like, you know, mess around with things, build things. Sometimes I even like help the villagers out and like finish their unbuilt houses and stuff. I just think it's fun because there's all different types of things to do.
So with video games nowadays, like the technology is getting better as the years go by. And like the video games be more difficult to complete, or they just be fun to do and addicting.
I just thought it was funny how previously mentioned the villagers' houses on Minecraft are unfinished, because I always come across glitches in the game like that. Creative mode is fun, but it kind of frustrates me because it takes so long to build an entire village. So then I just go back to survival mode and get as far as I possibly can with that.
I think survival mode is a little overrated. I don't like the fact that you have to go out and, like, find your stuff and, like, run away from zombies, like, find a hat and spot before a creeper blows up or something. And, like, for real, you have to, like, find things to build weapons. Like, I like it sometimes, but it's, like, all the time, it's, like, you want to get lost in a world. You don't want to just try to survive in one, like, a real world. You don't want it to be, like, life-based. I like it to be, like, fictional. Like, you can just get on the computer, start playing, and get lost in the world and lose track of time like I do all the time.
My favorite video game is WWE 2K16 and 17, because whenever it says too fast or too slow, whenever you're trying to reverse something, it frustrates me. And somehow I might throw the controller, or I'll just keep screaming at the TV for no reason, and then I'll turn out and win, and then I'll be all happy.
I can agree with that topic, because you're like, wait, I know I just reversed that, but it said too fast or too slow, or the reverse icon did pop up. I'm like, this is just weird. Like, how can I reverse that when I know I perfectly timed the reverse? Because me, I'm the reverse god. Like, I reverse everything. It's hard to not say, like, I'm on, like, my career and playing against, like, someone like Baron Corbin. Like, my creative player versus Baron Corbin, like, we're fighting or whatever. And it says I did reverse the finisher when I know I reverse the finisher. Like, it's frustrating. And then I end up screaming at the TV. And I remember the one time I was playing the game for, like, all day. I was screaming at the TV so much that I lost my voice.
I don't know too much about that video game, but I do know very much what it's like to get frustrated with video games. You have no idea. Like, I get very angry at it sometimes. One game in particular, I used to play this game called Skyrim. Really awesome game, you should check it out. But basically, I would save my game every 5 seconds because I would always get my character killed by running into like a wizard or a vampire or something crazy like that. And I would keep having to go back to that saved game so I wouldn't lose my progress or something very frustrating like that. Yeah, it's very easy to get angry at video games.
So, our next topic is, I want to share my little short story that I have for you so far. It's not complete yet, so I want to have everybody's feedback. So, the story's called The Last Slice.